Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello. This is Ed D. Thomas.
Hi. How are you? Hi. You're all on. I don't know. For some reason, the chat board was messing up the...
Yeah, I'm there. I'm there, Kristalyn. And very
yeah,
good morning, Ed D. Thomas. I'm there online with you all.
I can hear you, Paula, Narayan, and I can almost hear you, Paula.
How about Ed?
Okay.
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Oh. Yes, I can hear you fine.
This is Ed,
this is
and
the
I can four, hear
the fourth time I've called in. The first time I called in, you couldn't see me on the line, apparently couldn't see Ed or Narayana either. So
I couldn't see any of you until I shut the chat board. So, and once I did that, then I saw everybody. So welcome to Blog Talk, the Cosmic Citizen.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you all. And Kristalyn, would you be willing to give us an introduction to our guest today?
I would. I'd
yep.
be happy to. Basically, Narayanan Krishnan is an Indian chef turned social worker who quit his career as a chef with a high-class hotel in India, and he was moved by something he witnessed. He saw a poor homeless person eating his own excrement, and he was just so moved that he decided to quit his job and start a program feeding homeless people in his hometown. Is that right, Mr. Krishnan?
You're exactly right, ma'am. We are doing. I've been doing this for the last 9 years now.
Since 2002, right?
You're right. Since 2002, I saw an old man having his own human waste for hunger in 2002. I was 19 years at the time, and something gave me the inherent strength and courage to do the work. I started feeding him, and I quit my job, came back to my hometown, started feeding for one. Now we are feeding almost about 450 mentally ill destitutes and old people who have been left uncared on the roadside of the city non-stop without any break, rain or shine, for the last 9 years without any break.
And Narayan, you also have a friend, Ed, who's with you on the line. Can you tell us, can you introduce your friend?
Yeah, he's such a wonderful person. His name is Eddie Thomas. He is our Director of Communications of Akshaya USA. Akshaya USA is a chapter, I could say, or more than that. We have registered Akshaya USA for the 501c3 status for the tax exemptions for the people who are in United States who want to contribute for the cause. And our friend Eddie Thomas is such a wonderful person who is helping us on lot of communication aspects, like right from designing the brochure and to making the PowerPoint presentation and making the book about Akshaya. He is so very nice and kind enough, and he has very recently traveled to India, and he was with us for almost about a week. Now he's associated with Akshaya for almost more than a year.
And he's doing PR for Akshaya, right? And let me spell the name of your organization so our listeners can...
Yeah, but the PR is about public relation, I could say. Ed is doing about HR, which is heart relations.
Okay. Well, anyway, the name of the organization is AKSHAYA.org. Is that correct?
Yes. It is AK, you're right, AKSHAYA, Akshaya USA .org.
And anyway, I'd like to introduce Ed also. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. Thank you very much for taking the time on your program to interview Krishnan and give me an opportunity to chime in as well.
And you've written an article or a booklet called Helping the Helpless?
That is right, yes. It is, memory tells me, it's a 24-page pamphlet, if you will. And it had a curious start. I'll try to do this quickly, though I think it's interesting. I have a friend of mine who I've never met through the Internet. His name is Sandeep. He lives in New Delhi, and we joined each other in as friends due to photography as a common hobby. I was surfing one day. I happened to come across, it was about a year ago, I came across an interesting article about this young man in India who had given up a career, a great career, to help the helpless people. I called my friend in India, Sandeep in New Delhi. I said, hey, Sandeep, what about going down and taking photographs of this fellow? Well, long story short, we ended up getting that done. Sandeep sent me the photos, and I started writing what I thought was going to be a 2 or 3 page document. And as I communicated with the folks and the volunteers at Akshaya, I understood more deeply how profoundly dedicated these people, Krishnan and the volunteers, to their cause. And helping the helpless grew out of that. And it just got finished just before CNN awarded Krishnan the 2010 Top 10 Hero Award.
And that's how I found out about you. I saw that video, the CNN Hero Award video, which a friend of mine named Dave had posted on Facebook. And I sent an email to your organization asking if you would be willing to come on our show. And so I'm very excited to have you here and to have you tell us a bit about how, well, how things are going. It seems like things have really picked up a great deal in the last few years.
The question is for me or for Ed?
For you, Krishna.
Yeah. Akshaya has been started in 2002, and we had a very very galloping phase till 2010. We have been doing the feeding program constantly without any break, and we were also building the rehabilitation center simultaneously for all these destitutes who have been left uncared on the roadside of the city.
And how did you get started doing this? Was this something you started with your own funds, or did you have people donating money or food right away?
Initially, I started feeding all these people with the little amount of savings I had. Because I was working on a star group of hotels, I started feeding these people with the little amount of savings I had. Then once when my savings got individual savings got exhausted, public started contributing for the cause. Once when public money started coming into the organization, I found it to be very neat, very clear, and to have a clean approach, we registered a trust called Akshaya's Health Trust in Madurai, India, with all statutory compliances, and public started contributing slowly for the cause. And even today, we are able to sustain our work only by the support of the individuals and organizations and the public. Akshaya has got a very good turnover, a very good smile, a very good. It is reaching a good height. Is because of the CNN Real Hero Awards. I just wanted to tell you a few lines about the CNN Real Hero Awards. The CNN is, as we all know, it's a global channel. Out of 100 countries, 10,000 nominations were being submitted in CNN headquarters office.
And
out of that,
how do you spell that?
I'm sorry?
How do you spell that?
Spell what? I didn't interject. Maybe I can help you. What is it we're looking for in the spelling?
I didn't understand the name of the organization you just said.
CNN.
CNN. Sorry, never mind. Go on.
Okay. CNN. CNN is one global channel wherein they had, as a social corporate responsibility, CNN took up a complete selection of almost about, they were scrutiny of 100 countries and they collected almost about 10,000 nominations, and I did not nominate about my cause. Somebody from Singapore nominated about the activity which has been going on in Madurai down south, the CNN authorities. Out of the 10,000 nominations, CNN they came here, they saw what we are doing in Madurai. And Akshaya was being shortlisted in top 24. That was really remarkable. Out of 10,000, we were being shortlisted in top 24, then in top 10. And on last November, on the Thanksgiving Day, Anderson Cooper, and there were a lot of celebrities there on the Los Angeles Shrine Auditorium. So Akshaya was being given the Real Hero Award for all the top 10. And I'm proud to say that Akshaya is being selected, Narayan Krishnan, and Akshaya, who's me, is being selected as only one Indian from the country to get the award.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much, ma'am. And it's purely because of three reasons. One is organization run by the youth. And the second one is excellent quality of food is being served to the destitutes. And the third one is proper maintenance of accounts. There are,
wow,
these are the very, very three major factors wherein seen in Mattuk Akshaya in top 10. And the second thing is that I am there in the main frame, Narayanan Krishnan, the managing trustee of Akshaya, but there are, I could say from my heart, there are almost so many volunteers who are invisible, who are back the screen, who do not want to come to the limelight, who are working very hard for Akshaya, spending so much of weekend.
How many people do you think there are that are working with you now?
See, I could say there are almost about 3 to 4 people who are paid staffs, and we have about 3 to 4 volunteers who are working for us in Madurai, the place where we feed all our destitutes and all the construction activities been going on. But I could say now we have the volunteers all over the world, and now we have a lot of volunteers in USA.
So you've begun to spread this organization outside of your hometown in India.
I'm sorry?
Might I interject on that? Because I have the advantage I have is being in the U.S. I see I'm more involved with the individual workday level in the U.S.
Okay.
And
sure, tell us.
Akshaya USA is truly a support for Akshaya Trust in Madurai.
Okay.
How large of a
city is Madurai?
I'll let Krishnan touch that. I had the pleasure of visiting there, but I think Krishnan's better to answer that.
Actually, Madurai has got a peripheral kilometer of about 40 kilometers radius. I could say it's about 25 miles.
And what's the population?
The population is almost about 1.5 million.
Okay. So it's a pretty big city.
Yeah, I could say the population is more flourishing because we have a lot of small cities and villages which are surrounded by Madurai. The floating population of the city is too high than the residents.
What's interesting there in that, you know, India is population-wise a huge country. And while the population sounds high for Madurai, it's not a big city in the sense that we would look at it in the United States. It's not all squished together, if you will. It's quite spread out. There are huge numbers of people, but it is not that big urban type scene that one would expect. It has a very small town, and I don't mean this negatively. I mean it's got a less urban feel about it than
okay.
You would have a U.S. city.
I see.
Back on a point, too, I wanted to clarify is relative to the volunteers in the U.S., we have 4 directors on the board. We have about a half a dozen other people that are doing things in many good ways directly for Akshaya. And then I would have to say, in this fundraising event that Krishnan is on right now, there have to be well over 100 people working unbelievably hard to, as volunteers, to make Akshaya recognized and give it support.
And tell us about your visit here to the United States this month, Mr. Krishnan, and the work you're trying to do, the fundraising, and the different kinds of projects you're doing while you're here.
Yeah, thank you, ma'am. The main purpose of me being to United States for the second time, the first time is to get the award in Los Angeles, and we did have some fundraising event last year also. This year exclusively, I'm here for the fundraising event, is to finish the home construction done in Madurai. We are almost about 50 to 60% done in the home construction, and we wanted to finish off that so that people who are there on the roadside will have a hand to hold, place to live, at least in the last stages of their life, they'll have a decent life to live.
Hmm.
There has been a overwhelming support and encouragement from the United States for the cause for Akshaya. Not only for Akshaya, I could say the generosity and heart where the people who live in USA have for any cause all over the world, extraordinary. When we had tsunami, I don't want it to come again, but when we had tsunami, the first country to give a lot of helping hand for that cause was United States of America. USA was the first country to help the cause.
United States has been helping with fundraising for you.
Yes, I mean to say about the places I'm planning to visit. I'm there right now in Chicago. I'm planning to visit a couple of places more for fundraising. So there are two aspects of that. One is fundraising, and the second one is to give awareness about what is happening in India to the Indians living here, and they give beautiful shoulders of them. They help us more onto know more about the cause, help us onto fundraising also to make the project a grand success.
Well, and I'd like to hear more about the early story of how your organization started. And when you first started, you said you just took your own savings, and you had been trained as a professional chef. Is that correct?
Exactly. I've been trained as a professional chef. I have finished my hotel management, and I've been trained as a professional chef, and I was working for a five-star group of hotels in India.
To know the exact details about
Akshaya, I just need to narrate you something more.
Okay.
I had a very good schooling and college in India. The license from there. I did not in my earlier days, I did not know what is the real need of hunger, what is poverty, because I was being grown in such a way that I was not exposed so much to the society.
So you were raised in an upper class family?
Yeah, almost like an upper class family. Like I was being bred and buttered very well there in my hometown, and I was not exposed to the poverty or hunger, whatever is happening. So after I finished my management, I was supposed to go to Switzerland on a four-year bond to work there. My mom asked me to come back to take about a week's holiday, so that when I go back to Switzerland from India, it would take about 4 years for me to return back. When I came back to my hometown from the place where I was working, not Switzerland, in India itself I was working. When I came back, I saw a very old having his own human waste. I was literally shocked for a second, and I thought, what is happening? I went to the nearby hotel, brought something to eat for him. Within seconds, the old man had those food and gave me a look of gratitude. His eyes was full of tears.
Wow.
That was a very silent communication of self-realization. If the old man would have thanked me that day, I would have again gone back to my work or done my business back again. But that old man gave me a silent revolution of self-realization for me to know what am I doing. So after giving them the food to eat, I also gave him lunch, and I was not able to sleep the whole night. I was thinking, what am I doing? In my star hotel, I sell a plate of fried rice for $10, $20, wherein people do not come to have food for real hunger. They just come to have good fun and spend time. But wherein in my hometown, there are people even without a small piece of bread to eat. So at the age of 19, the superpower, the God or the Almighty or whatever it may be, some force which is up above us gave me the clarity to quit my job, and I started feeding all these people.
So did you ever go to Switzerland?
No, I did not go to Switzerland, because if I would have gone to Switzerland, it is a four-year bond. Before that, I quit my job and I started feeding these people. And initially, there was some opposition, some disturbances in my family on me just leaving my career and doing this. But my mom and dad slowly got convinced about what I'm doing after they came and see what I was doing. I told my mom to just come and see what I'm doing. The old people and the mentally people there on the road touched the legs of my mom and said, "We are able to have 3 meals a day only because of your son." So after coming back home, my mom said, "My dear son, you feed all these people. I will feed you till I am alive." So those are the soothing words which my mom gave me.
And actually, that's really quite exceptional considering the cast of your family. Can you tell us a bit about your own family's religion and your caste that you grew up in?
Yep, I hail from a Brahmin family in India, especially in Tamil Nadu. According to me, the caste doesn't mean anything because everybody has got 5.5 liters of blood in the body. And it is just about the human beings.
What I meant was that in your tradition of that, you were not allowed to touch or feed or minister.
I was not being allowed to do it. The casteism is being made and framed in such a way that the person from the Brahmin community is not supposed to go and touch the people, hug the people, be with the people. But again, there was some little bit of confusions here and there with the people associated with the community. But I was able to sustain that. I was able to manage that. And I did not take any cognizance of whatever is happening. And according to me, I'm just a human being. So I don't have any barriers. Nothing can stop me in helping the people.
I have a question for you, Narayanan. So you had to overcome the issues of your own family saying, you know, here's our son, he's well-educated, he's supposed to have a job in Switzerland, working for a 5-star hotel, but here he is, he wants to feed the untouchables, quote unquote. And I'm talking about a culture that's very strong and very ancient, right? It's an old, old culture. The caste system has been in place for thousands of years. So you had to overcome your family's concerns about that, and which you did. Were there a lot of concerns within the community in your own caste that did they persecute you or look down on you for feeding the untouchables?
Yes, it did happen. It did happen almost about 7-8 years before. Now they are able to understand what I'm trying to do, and let it be the community or the friends or the family, or the religion, or whatever it may be, it will be really shocking for them to know when somebody is going totally out of the way to do something like this. Because apart from just feeding these people, I also give them a haircut, a bath for their dignity, hug them, give them a shave, and also see to that they are being fed 3 meals a day. So what happens is that, you know, they get totally shocked of seeing all these things, because if you take my family into account, they say, you know, they have spent quite a lot of money on my education, and they, of course, yes, you know, always, all over the world, when you want to do something good, there are so many people to appreciate you, and as well as there are so many people to criticize you also. The same way happened in my case. There are people to say, why are you doing it? You are from XYZ community. You are not supposed to do that. But again, I could tell you, it is just inherent strength. If you want to do something, you can do it. If you don't want to do something, you have 1,000 reasons to say why you do not want to do something.
You're absolutely right. And would you say now that you have set this example, this beautiful example of loving service, and this example of somebody who reaches out to touch the God in other human beings, and this example of somebody who would normally be considered an upper caste, who doesn't consider himself any better than anyone else, and reaches down to touch his fellow humans with love and with dignity, have you found that the attitudes in that area are changing, and that more and more people are
willing to do it? You're right. The attitude has been changing tremendously well, because there are a lot of things which has been changing in the evolution of the day-to-day activities of the country and every walks of life. There have been a lot of changes which has been happening all over the world. So no more, it could say about another maximum about 5 to 10 years, nobody is going to talk about caste, creed or color. I believe that people are just going to see human beings. And I could tell you something. If a human being is not able to respect, or if he's not able to help another human being, how can he reach the God or the super forces? It is not possible. You do not know what is going to happen. You do not know. Nobody knows what is going to happen tomorrow. Ultimately, everybody knows, I completely believe that we are going to leave everything here and go one fine day. Until I'm here in this world, I want to be of the best useful to the society. It was just a thought of one single man. Who had this vision in 2002, and I was been doing this for the last 9 years now. But apart from me, there are so many people back the screen working very hard for the cause, especially as my friend Ed was telling. Here in Akshay, USA, we have lot of people here working for the cause. As Ed was exactly saying, that we have 4 to 5 people in the board, and we have a lot of volunteers who are working very tirelessly for the cause. But the credit does not go to me alone for the cause. It goes to all the volunteers, all the board members, everybody who are working in India, lot of people who are rendering their physical support in India as well as in US to make this program non-stop a grand success without any break.
And the reason you are a hero is because you took the first step and you reached out to that old man and you inspired yourself, and as a result you've inspired countless others, and that makes you a hero, and it certainly makes you a hero in my eyes, and I know it does in Crystalline's and our listeners.
Right, and like you said before, I heard in one of your interview,
as you said, hero. I just wanted to yes, of course. I've been called as a CNN today, but at the hero, you have cameramans, you have directors, you have dietitians, you have technicians. You have light men. You have so many people working at the back of the hero. The same way is to me. I've been put in the front face, but there are so many people working at the back of me.
Yes. And one hero inspires another hero, and we can all be heroes if we take up the cause, if we take up the cause for helping our fellow men.
One of the other things that moved me was the fact that you were preparing really high-quality food for these people, too, with your background. You weren't just giving them, you know, the least of what you could do. You said, you know, you needed to make healthy, delicious, tasty food for them, and not just give them the same meal every meal, but to give them a whole menu of food like you would for guests in your hotel.
Yes, exactly, ma'am. Exactly, you're right. It is just more than a. It is just more a human compassion. You see them as your own, brethren. You see them as your own kith and kin. When you see them like that, you will be in a. You will be having the mental frame to do so. And I don't want to give them inferior quality of food. I want to give them whatever best is available. According to me, the difference between best and moderate is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Me being a hotelier, I think I know how to cook the food and give it to them. It is not that we are so lavish in making food on a very expensive style and giving it to them.
Right.
But the calorie and nutrition is much more important because those people are being totally exposed to the sunlight and they just live on the road. They don't have a place to dwell. So the food is one part and love is another part. So
tell us
all the
about
vitamins,
this.
Minerals and calories are more important for the food which has been involved in the cooking process.
And tell us more about the other type of loves. You said in one of your interviews that, you know, food feeds the body, but that you give more than just food to these people. Tell us about some of the other services you provide.
Yep. Apart from the feeding program for all these 450 mentally ill destitutes on the roadside, we also give them water to drink, clothes to wear, and spend more time with them so that they feel totally comfortable, and haircuts are being given to them. We give them clean shave, basic dignity of bath is being given.
So you clean them and wash their hair and cut their hair and give them a shave?
Yes. In 2004, I witnessed a lot of people on the roads having long hairs and they were being just sitting idle on the road. I just tried to hire a barber to give them a haircut, but a barber did so many people did not come, but some did come to help us on this way. But the mentally ill people found the barber to be totally strangers, and the barbers who cut their hair were running on the east side and these people were running on the west side, and so it was totally difficult to make this work operational. So because they feel the barbers to be strangers because they come with a big knife and scissors and things like that. So what happened was in 2004, I went to a Malaya saloon. It's called as a Malaya saloon, the name of the saloon in Madurai, South India, where the work has been going on. I had gone for a professional haircutting training for almost about 6 months, and so far not less than 4,000 to 5,000 haircuts I would have done in this 6-7 years.
Wow. Wow. And I think that was really touching to me because I know that there have been times when I've been feeling very sad or depressed or, you know, feeling bad, and there's something about going to have someone wash my hair and just touch my head. The experience of having, you know, warm water and having someone, you know, suds my hair and wash my hair for me is just the most nurturing feeling. There's something
Absolutely.
About having someone touch your head that is very, for me anyway, has been a very spiritual experience.
Of course, yes. It's not only touching the hair. You just go to the person who's on dirt on the road and just touch his hand and just give him a silent communication that, don't worry, I am there for you. That touch will communicate 1,000 meanings to them.
Nothing is more important than just human touch. Human touch in itself is the most healing thing on the planet. When you touch somebody with your hands, you're actually, in a loving way, you're actually touching them with your heart. And so that's why the human touch is so healing. Anybody who wants to heal you would lay their hands on you, you know, in a loving way, in a kind and loving way.
And that is more healing than almost anything. But I was going to add, too, Krislyn, not only just having your hair washed, but having your body be clean, being able to be clean. When you're dirty and when you feel like you're just crusty, you want to clean your skin, and that makes you feel so much better. Few things on earth could make you feel better than that. when you're clean, you feel clean in your body, and it helps you feel clean in your mind and your soul.
It's true.
The old saying, cleanliness is next to godliness, you know, comes to mind.
And people respond differently to people who are clean. And I think it's one of the problems we find also in this country with homeless people, is that often others are repelled by the fact that they're dirty or the fact that they don't smell good, or, you know, it's sort of another excuse to keep people at hand's length.
Well, and it's a lesson to all of us that maybe you could give somebody an opportunity to come home with you and take a hot shower and renew themselves, you know, in every way. It's more than just the inside, and you feed them. And I was going to say, Narayan, you know, you were talking about, Krislyn asked you about preparing the food and preparing it well, but you're preparing it with love. And that's the ingredient, the food that you prepare with love in your heart, whether it be simple food or our complex, spicy, rich food. It doesn't matter as long as love is the main ingredient. And that's what nourishes the body, is the love that goes into the preparation of the food. And it's obvious that you're preparing the food with love. So, you know, that's so nourishing. And the fact that you reach out and touch these people with love in your heart, that you're a loving person, that's what nourishes them. When they look into your face and see God in your face, you see God in theirs. That nourishes them also. And you restore their dignity.
Tell us a little bit about how the program has expanded in the last few years.
Yep, we were able to sustain ourselves in feeding activity of Akshaya. We were able to feed more people after the response of CNN, which was being telecasted last year.
And I wanted to point out that just even on YouTube videos, there are, you know, 5 or 6 different videos of you. Each of them have more than 25,000 or 30,000 hits. I would say, you know, if you Google your name, you come up now with, you know, you're in the hundreds of thousands of hits on Google. So more and more people around the world are hearing about your service work.
Yeah, I thank so much for the media and the technology development for taking the cause which is there happening in Tamil Nadu to all over the world. And the work has been tremendously improved, and the rehabilitation home which is under the construction is almost about 60% over. And we wanted to have almost about 40% of the work to be done. And we also wanted to sustain our feeding activity for these people, because it is costing us almost about $450 per day to feed all these people. We are feeding 450 breakfast, 450 lunch, and 450 dinner.
So it's three meals a day for more than 400 people.
Yeah, it's almost 350. It's 450 people we are feeding, almost 3 meals a day. Not even one meal we have skipped in this 9 years of journey.
Wow.
And I have one humble request to the people who are listening to this to the show, is that when they wanted to know more about Akshaya, I request them to log in into akshayausa.org, and they can also mail us, and they can also make whatever they wanted to do for the cause. They can make online contributions for the organization, because it is purely dependent on public donations. We don't have any corpus fund. We don't have any We don't have any big giants supporting the cause. It is just brick by brick.
You're not getting any government grants or endowments or anything like that. So you're fully dependent on the donations of individuals, correct?
Donations of the public. It may be individual, it may be a corporate company, it may be a matching grant facility or whatever it is. It is just purely by the public.
And let's give the spelling of that. That's A-K-S-H. AYAUSA.org.
AKSHAYA. Akshaya. The next word is trust. TRUST. Akshaya.
Oh, okay,
trust.
So it's AkshayaTrust.org.
Yeah.
And
AkshayaUSA.org.
Okay, or AkshayaUSA.org.
I request my friend Ed to put it on the right way.
Ed, can you tell us a little bit about what Akshaya USA is doing?
Okay, well, let me first clarify the issue of the names, okay? There are actually two websites. The one in Madurai, which is the Indian website, is the AkshayaTrust.org. The website in the United States, which is set up really to receive donations within the U.S., is AkshayaUSA.org. So there are two different web names.
Okay.
All right.
I assume for our listeners in the United States that donating through AkshayaUSA might be easier.
Oh, absolutely. No question at all. That is the way to go. It is set up both, with buttons to click on right at the site. It'll bring you through PayPal and the likes of that, and donations are easy.
And, Ed, I'd like to hear you tell us a little bit more about your experience. You and your wife went together to India a few weeks ago, correct?
No, not quite.
Oh, okay.
My wife, Lynn, was unable to come. I have a 92-year-old father that needs attention, so she stayed behind to take care of the elderly in America, and I went over to help Krishnan with the elderly in Madurai.
What was that experience like for you?
Absolutely overwhelming, beautifully overwhelming, very emotional. When Krishnan talks, I sit here and listen to Krishnan's words, and I can't help but say, oh, my God, that's exactly the way I felt when he took me about at 6 in the morning to do the morning feed and see the people firsthand. I was taking photographs, but I had a couple of cases, one little girl named Priya, that as I was photographing her, I had a hard time keeping the tears out of my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is right where the heart is just coming out. I mean, it is outstanding. It was outstanding. And we spent much time with the volunteers as they prepared the meals, and you would see the tremendous amount of heart they were putting into their part of the effort. Then Krishnan took me out to the home, which, by the way, is a large complex. It's not one little building. It is a complex that includes medical care facilities, special care facilities for people. A lot of these people, I shouldn't say a lot, but some of these people do have severe mental problems, and they need protection
right.
Well. There's a dining facility where the same high-quality food that he's giving out in the streets will be given to the residents. And they have a contractor. I was in a construction building all my life. I'm a retired construction engineer.
Oh,
and
really?
I looked at this site with a tremendous amount of appreciation for the quality of the work. This isn't just some tin siding put up there. This is high-quality, low-maintenance, durable construction. And the manager of the site, who is a very good contractor, is donating his time. So we have one more engineer that's just giving to this effort.
There,
it was an outstanding.
Excuse me one minute. There's some background noise going on that's interfering with being able to hear. So if there's anyone who's doing any activity in the background, you might want to mute your phone.
Yeah, I'm in a room by myself. So.
Okay.
Does anybody have their computer on, the sound turned up? Because there's a bit of a delay, and so if the sound is turned up on the computer, then it will you'll get that echo. So you need to turn the sound down on your computer. And
I muted my computer before I got on, so I know.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Any other thoughts you would like regarding, you know, my experience over there?
Well, how did the building project get underway? I didn't know about that from any of the videos that I watched. I only found out about that when I received your 24-page article or pamphlet that you had written and saw some of the photographs. That was very moving to me. I wish we could share more about that with our listeners.
Well, I'm going to actually defer to Krishnan on that with one comment. When I got involved with Akshaya a little over a year ago, that project was underway. So, Krishnan, could you talk more about the birth of the building?
We started constructing the building in almost about during 2008. As Ed was saying, it's a big complex which is coming up. We have a medical care facility. Medical care facility is mainly required for people who are there on the road who have been totally exposed to the sunlight. And there are a lot of people on the road who have a lot of physical ailments and a lot of basic diseases. And we need to shift all these patients to the medical care unit first, give them treatment, and then accommodate them on individual rooms. Then once when they are being properly cured and they're okay and then they're able to take care of themselves, they will be shifted to the dormitories. Dormitories is a place where you can hold almost about 20 to 30 people in one single block. And a huge block has got almost about four rows. And one huge block can have about 60 inmates.
Now, this is a dormitory?
Now, first we are having a medical clinic and which has got individual rooms, and we also have dormitory in the same premises. We also have a centralized kitchen. We again have individual rooms. We are planning to have doctors' rooms, and it's going to be one single campus of it's a 3-acre campus where it will have. The view is such wherein if you open all doors of the rooms, you can see totally green. It is almost closer to a mountain.
Cool.
So more than medication, more than the medication, the atmosphere, the love, the care, the food which you give them will be in a position to, the patients will be in a position to cure. And apart from that, I could tell you them. I totally believe on the quality of the construction, because it is not going to be one off. I'm God willing, I may be in this world for another 50 years, but I want the Akshaya building to exist not less than 500 years. So
and
the quality.
What is the meaning of the word Akshaya?
Akshaya is just. A common Hindu methodological name. It is the vessel which goddesses Annapurni has got in her hand. It's a bartan, which means that it's a bartan is a vessel, it's a big vessel. It means that the food which will never get empty in the vessel. You keep on taking food from the vessel. From the big vessel and give it to the people, so that the food will never get empty. That is called as Akshaya. The name of the vessel is called as Akshaya.
Okay,
it's like Jesus with the loaves and fishes.
Exactly.
They kept feeding the 5,000, and it was never empty. It just kept replenishing. There was more and more always to take its place. That's beautiful. And I wanted to point out, too, that Jesus said, and
if ever there was an ambassador from the heavenly realms, it was Jesus. And he said, "And as much as you've done it to the least of my brethren, you've done it to me." Every time we feed one of our fellows, or clothe one of our fellows, or love one of our fellows, or restore their dignity, we've done it to all our big brothers and sisters in the universe.
And yes, it's like doing it for God Himself.
Right, you've done it for God Himself.
On that contest, I just love to say something. Whatever you have it for you is not yours. Whatever you give it to others is yours.
Right, exactly. And what we give to our fellows, we give to ourselves. We give to the greater good, which helps everybody.
Well, and many people who have had the experience of giving to someone in need, afterwards they'll say, it helped me more than it helped them.
Right.
You know, I'm sure you have had that experience in your own life, Mr. Krishnan, that you feel like your life has become much richer in making this choice about livelihood than you may have felt if you were even working, you know, making a lot of money and with the wealthiest people in the world.
Yes, of course. I always believe that richness is not in the materialistic possession you hold. The richness according to me is the happiness I get at the end of the day when I work for a good cause.
There you go.
We have a book that we often quote on this show called, from the Urantia book, and there's a quote in there about that we've learned quite a bit in the world about health and about science and about many material things, but about happiness, we appear to have learned very little. And
you're right.
The key to happiness is in serving our fellows. That we cannot really be truly happy unless we are living a life of service. I'm sure this is something that not only that you have experienced, but all of the people who work with Akshaya have experienced. What do they tell you, the people who you work with?
They're all very happy.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, dear. We've lost you, Narayanan. Oh dear,
hopefully,
that was bad timing.
Hopefully he will call back in, for sure. I can't help but think of that great story from the Urantia book where Jesus and Ganede, the Urantia book says that Jesus traveled extensively with an Indian boy. Oh, I think this is Narayanan. Hello?
Yeah, I'm there with you. The volunteers are all very happy. They're very contented. Their hands are all very clean. They have a very good mind to work towards the cause. They have totally surrendered and rendered their selves for the cause.
That's so beautiful. I was just sharing a story from the Urantia book with our friends Ed and Krislyn about a period of time in Jesus' life. The Urantia book gives the entire life and teachings of Jesus. And for two whole years, he traveled throughout the Mediterranean with an Indian businessman, Ganad.
A merchant.
And his son, his teenage son, Ganid. And he hired Jesus. This was before Jesus began his public ministry. He hired Jesus as a tutor for his son. And so Jesus and Ganede went throughout the Mediterranean and learned many of life's lessons. Ganede learned many of life's lessons from Jesus. And here's just a taste of that. They were in Rome, and it says, here in Rome occurred that touching incident in which the creator of a universe spent several hours restoring a lost child to his anxious mother. This little boy had wandered away from his home, and Jesus found him crying in distress. He and Ganeed were on their way to the libraries, but they devoted themselves to getting the child back home. Ganeed never forgot Jesus' comment. You know, Ganeed, most human beings are like the lost child. They spend much of their time crying in fear and suffering in sorrow when, in very truth, they are but a short distance from safety and security, even as this child was only a little way from home. And all those who know the way of truth and enjoy the assurance of knowing God should esteem it a privilege, not a duty, to offer guidance to their fellows in their efforts to find the satisfactions of living. Did we not supremely enjoy this ministry of restoring the child to his mother? So do those who lead men to God experience the supreme satisfaction of human service. And that, you know, I love that because it talks about the supreme satisfaction of human service. Whenever we reach out to help our fellow men, we experience that supreme satisfaction. So.
And I also heard in another article or a blog that I read online where people were referring to your work as similar to the work of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. And I love the quote from her that we think sometimes that poverty is only being hungry, naked, and homeless. The poverty of being unwanted, unloved, and uncared for is the greatest poverty. Mm. There, she said, we must start in our own homes to remedy this type of poverty. But that's one of the things that I found very moving about the feature that CNN did was that you said that, you know, in feeding their bodies with food, you know, you give the body nurturing. But in giving people love, you give the mind nurturing.
Right.
Are you still with us, Krishna?
We're all with you.
Okay.
one other item that I would interject. You've been that quote of Mother Teresa was in Helping the Helpless, and I was given it to use by Krishna and the volunteers in Madurai. So I know they're right in tune with that feeling, and I've seen it in action with them. There is another follow-up document. I don't know if you folks have had the chance to see it called Acharya Today, which deals with directly about with Krishnan and the volunteers doing two activities, the feeding and the building of the home. Have you seen that by chance?
I have. I don't think Paula has yet.
Yeah, you might pass it on to Paula. I think it's very helpful in seeing all the wonderful things that are happening under Krishnan and the volunteers.
Well, and one of the things that I wanted to ask, have you found that some of the people that were poor, homeless, or helpless at one point have become part of the movement? You know, I don't know if you remember the movie from a few years back called Pass It Forward or
Pay It Forward.
Yeah.
Do you find that people who have been helped have become part of the army of workers that are helping each other?
Krishnan, tell them about Manny.
Yes, I could tell you, Manny is one boy who's there in Akshaya for the last 8 to 9 years from the day when we started the organization almost about. He joined Akshaya at the age of 13. And now he's about 21, 22. He was just working in a hotel, cleaning the plates and cleaning the vessels. And Mani is now playing a very active role in Akshaya. And apart from that, we have one rehabilitated soul who we have a person who was there on the road. We have rehabilitated, and he's also helping us in the construction activity of Akshaya, and Akshaya has also rehabilitated almost about 6 to 7 people who are there on the road, and we have given them job opportunities, and we are confident that we will be in a position to do so much of such deeds in future once when the home is done, because the Akshaya shelter and home is going to be one such place where the people all will be under one roof and good hygienical care, where we will be having lot of doctors in-house, and those people there will not be just ideal having food all the 3 meals, just eating, sleeping, eating, sleeping, eating, sleeping. And apart from that, what they will be doing is that we will be giving a vocational training center, and they will be rehabilitated by, we'll be in a position to give them some job opportunities like cleaning of the kitchen and the premises and doing some gardening. By that, they will be in a position to cure. They'll have a dignity, and we'll be in a position to rehabilitate so many people once when the home is done.
Well, this is very inspiring, and I hope that your idea and your project is able to spread around India and around the world, that it inspires people to pick up the same type of project in their own communities. We, even in this country, have a lot of problems with homeless, and a fairly large percentage of the homeless people in our country are also mentally ill, who have been, you know, pushed out on the street because they don't have anywhere else to go. We don't have really very many mental institutions left in our country, and many of them have become our homeless. So it's very inspiring to us, yeah, to hear about this as well.
And how people can make a difference. Absolutely.
Yeah,
one
absolutely.
Person can make a huge difference. And before you leave, I would like you to say again the name of the website. Perhaps Ed can give us the name of the website where people can make donations and find out all about this wonderful work.
And also, before we go, if you can tell us about where you're going to be going in the United States and where some of your fundraisers are going to be held in the next few weeks.
Okay, I'll go very quickly. On the websites for the United States, it's akshayausa.org, akshayausa.org. If you wish to look at the Madurai website, that's akshayatrust.org.
Okay, so
Christian,
same word with trust.
Right? Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. No,
okay.
No USA in there. Christian, and how about your tour for your visit?
Yeah. Right now, I'm in Chicago. The event went on very well, and after that, the program will be in New Jersey and in other places. It's almost about a month tour, and we are going to visit almost about 4 or 5 places.
And can you tell us what cities?
Yeah, the itinerary is on the process, and we are going to we are going to catch the flight another couple of hours to New Jersey. Then we have a program in Florida, and we have a program in Dallas for now.
All right.
Wonderful.
Will you be coming at all to the Denver area?
Yep. God willing, I'm supposed to come to the Denver also, but I don't know whether there is an event there, but I will be in a position to be there in Denver for about a couple of days.
Okay. Well, Paula and I are in the Denver area, and we would certainly love to hear from you when you are here. So,
absolutely.
And we wish you the best of luck in your fundraising efforts and in your outreach here. We hope that you can reach as many people as possible, and we hope that the Cosmic Citizen has been able to give you a little bit more exposure.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Crystalline and team, for your time. And I also personally thank from my heart for my friend Ed for spending his very valuable time to be with us in the show.
Yes,
thank you, Krishnan. I will be seeing you in Dallas. I have just made arrangements to be there.
Well, thank you so much, Ed. Have a great morning.
Where is the event going to happen in New Jersey, and where is the event going to happen in Dallas?
Yeah, I really not know. Only the Akshaya board knows, and I do not know.
Okay. Ed, do you have any of that information, or would we be able to find it on your website?
No, what I will do, to be sure that you get the total up-to-date information, I'll email that information to you in the next 24 hours, okay?
And
that way we're accurate.
This is a pre-recorded program. We will be sharing this live with our listeners on our regular scheduled program on Saturday morning. So hopefully by this coming weekend, we will have more of that information for our listeners. And at this point, our recorded show will end, and we will begin to take calls from our live listeners on Saturday. So we thank you both, Ed DeTama. DeTamas, is that how you pronounce
that's right.
it?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
And Narayanan Krishnan, thank you so much for being with us, and God bless Akshaya and all of the wonderful work you're trying to do.
Thank you. That you're doing,
not that you're trying to do, all the beautiful work that you're doing to support humanity.
That you are. Right.
Thank you.
God
Bye.
Bless
thank you.
You.
So much. God
thank
bless
you so much, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So we will be back on Saturday. We'll play this live broadcast that is recorded, and then we'll take callers. And until then, we'll see you on the Cosmic Citizen.
Hello.
Hi, Crystalline.